Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you've joined us today. You know, I often think of or use my imagination to go into your homes and see you there with your young people. I also realize that in these economic times, some of the businesses that we're getting into might just include childcare. And today we're going to talk about some of the ways you can organize that and make it a very profitable business, at the same time, a fantastic ministry. But before we do that, I have a story for the kids, so Mom, take a few minutes here and just go do something you'd like to do. And kids, this is for you. It's taken from Guide's Greatest Miracle Stories, and it's called God Prepared a Great Fish by Ruth Robertson. In the country of New Guinea, which is way over there by Australia, you can look it up on an atlas, and it was back when many of the missionaries were going into lands of headhunters. Here we go. God prepared a great fish. Karsatoa looked down into the canoe. Did he have everything he needed for the trip? No. He needed the lamp. It would soon be dark, and it was safer to travel at night with a light. Karsatoa returned to the hut and called out to his companion, Tobin! Bring the light when you come. The canoe is ready now. Tobin, wearing a white lap-lap and carrying the lamp and his Bible, strode out of the hut and down the sandy beach to the waiting canoe. A few moments later, two heads were bowed in prayer, asking for guidance on the journey ahead. Karsatoa and Tobin were on their way to visit a village of new believers several miles down the coast of New Britain. They had heard persistent rumors that the natives of the neighboring village a few miles away were greatly angered by the missionaries' presence and had pledged themselves to kill the two men. Karsatoa and Tobin had planned the trip so that they would pass the village when everyone would be asleep. Once the sun set, darkness was upon them with a leap, as it seems to do in tropical regions. Karsatoa lit the small lamp and placed it in the prow of the boat because of the many treacherous outcroppings of coral and other hazards in the water. The men proceeded as quickly as the darkness would permit them as they neared the hostile village. Then they turned the lamp as low as they dared and began to slip slowly and silently past. Just then there was a sound of disturbed water and a great dark shadow rose to the surface. Tobin stopped paddling and watched in fascination at the huge stingray that lay almost motionless in the still water. He had never seen one so close before, nor so big. Then in the stillness, another sound reached their ears, a strange, soft swishing of many paddles. It was too dark to see anything outside the dim circle of the light cast by their small lamp. Surely they must be mistaken, but no, there it was. That stealthy dip, swish, 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 dip, swish, swish. But where was it coming from? In front of them? Behind, on the shore side, or on the seaward side? It seemed to be coming from all four sides at once. They were surrounded. The villagers must have waited for them. Now they could clearly see the forms of the two missionaries in the boat. They would hurl their spears. Karsatoa and Tobin reacted at once and both stabbed at the water with swift, sure strokes. Perhaps they could elude their pursuers. Then everything happened at once. The prow of a canoe shot forward into the circle of their light, and at the same time there was a boiling of turbulent water at the rear of Karsatoa's canoe. Then came a rush of wind as the great dark creature rose from the water and hurled itself into the air. The two men flung themselves into the bottom of the canoe. Dampness from the huge stingray's body swept over them. Then there was a crash, and they were in darkness. The creature's body had struck their lamp and extinguished it. What were they to do now? They groped around in the darkness for their hastily abandoned paddles. Before they could pick them up, they felt the canoe rise up out of the water and begin to move. slowly at first, then with increasing speed. It seemed as if they were almost flying over the water. "Are you paddling?" Karsatoa whispered.
"No," answered Tobin. "Are you?"
"No," breathed Karsatoa, almost too afraid to speak. Tobin glanced cautiously over the side of the canoe. There, just visible below the canoe, was the black hulk of the stingray. The men had never had such a ride. The salty mist whipped past their faces as the canoe raced across the surface of the water. When they left their pursuers many miles behind, the great fish sank slowly beneath the rippling water, leaving the canoe calm. Sitting there in the stillness, the two missionaries bowed their heads and gave praise and thanks to God for saving their lives in such a wonderful way. The same God who had prepared a great fish to rescue Jonah had also worked a miracle for them. Isn't that a great story? It gives me great courage, and I'm so happy today to talk about a product that can help organize a daycare. If God has called you to be a provider of childcare, this is a show for you. Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Ruth Breslin from CC Village. Now, tell me what CC Village means.
CC Village is an online planning service for child care providers. The CC stands for child care.
Okay.
So it's Child Care Village, and because it's online, it's shortened to
ccvillage.com. ccvillage.com. That will be an important website to remember. We'll also put it on our website, My Homeschool Companion. Now, what is your mission? What's prompting you to do this?
Well, our mission is to help raise the quality of affordable child care by making quality resources available to everyone who cares for children. CC Village was originally started to facilitate family daycare providers, those who have in-home programs, but we did quickly find out that child care centers, homeschoolers, and other caregivers are interested in affordable planning solutions as well.
So did you run your own daycare center originally?
Actually, yes. I started out as a family daycare provider. I had a licensed in-home program, and I was looking for resources for, you know, to help plan my program, and so were a lot of the caregivers that I was in contact with at the time. There really was nothing available to family daycare providers at that time. I started CC Village over 8 years ago, so that's how long ago we're talking. And at the time, there was nothing really to help with menu planning and activity planning and business forms that was affordable and complete.
So how does it work? If I'm a daycare provider and I'm looking at your website.
Okay, well, caregivers purchase a membership to the website to gain access to the materials. When they purchase a membership, they get a username and a password, and that gives them access to everything on the site. We upload a new calendar of activities each month, and that's broken down into weekly themes, and it includes art and craft activities, group activities, circle time and movement, all that sort of thing.
Okay, so it sounds like this website, not only do you have the components to manage, you know, like the menus and... But so you also provide curriculum support?
Yeah, well, what we provide, again, we do upload a new calendar of activities each month.
Okay, and so when you say a calendar of activities, that is a curriculum idea?
It's an activity plan.
Okay.
That includes, it's broken down each week into weekly themes, and that includes art activities and group activities, circle time and movement, and each week all of the activities for the week, the art activities and the science and discovery and the circle time will all be one theme.
Now, where do you develop all those activities?
We have a small group that comes up with the activities. But in addition to that calendar of activities, which members can follow that calendar, mm-hmm. or they can just take pieces of it and put together their own program. In addition to that, there's an area of the site called Creativity Corner, which is all open-ended creative art. There's lots of printables on the site. There's achievement certificates and things like room labels and activity sheets, things like that.
So that's the creativity site?
Creativity Corner is a section.
So the Creativity Corner is just a collection of all different kinds of neat things.
Creative art. All creative art that's not product-based, it's process-based. So it's just experiential type art. So it's just creative art,
now,
fun, messy stuff.
Yeah, so is that for the provider that's being the creative one or the student?
No, for the children.
For the
it's
children.
It's creative art for the children, yes.
But when you say, like, labels for rooms and stuff.
Room labels, for instance, if a caregiver wants to label the different centers of their room, the block area or the craft area or the Science and Discovery Center, they can print those labels out and label the room, which is
okay.
commonly done in a child care environment.
Yes. But then in addition to that, there's activities for the kids there as well that are created?
There are printable activity sheets, printable games.
Okay.
They print them out and for instance, like printable memory game, mm-hmm. which they would print it out and cut the cards and play the game with them. So there are lots of printables like that as well.
And so then the other components of your program would be how to organize the...
Well, another big component of the program is our food menus. We do upload a new food menu each month that follows CACFP guidelines.
Now, what is CACFP?
CACFP is the USDA's Child and Adult Care Food Program.
Okay.
And our menus follow the regulations for early care, early child care. We do actually, lot of our customers come from food program sponsors who send people to us because our menus are very complete and very easy to follow. And in addition to the food menus, we also have business forms that help. They're printable business forms that help caregivers with their record keeping. Basically, the entire service is a planning service to help with the administrative aspects of child care.
Okay, well, we have to take a break right here, but we'll be right back. And we're talking with Ruth Breslin about CC Village.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
I'm often referred to as the absent-minded professor. I take it as a compliment because the term brings to mind a highly intelligent person. I like to ignore the rest of the comment that alludes to failing miserably to remember things in the realm of common sense. Does high IQ equal low common sense? Don't ask my husband, who the other day put together two handicap ramps while I was still figuring out the angles, ratios, areas, and writing a materials list. You see, God doesn't give all the gifts to one person, and we need to appreciate the differences. No two brains have the same cracks and crannies. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. Your mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Ruth Breslin, and we're talking about CC Village. In fact, you can go to ccvillage.com to learn more, and I'm also going to put it on my website, Homeschool Companion. Before the break, we were just talking about the business aspect, how this website supports the business aspect of a child care center.
Let me just say that in starting CC Village, that was really the focus is people go into child care because they love to care for children. And when you get into the business, you realize there is a whole administrative aspect that you spend your nights and you spend your weekends and you spend every waking moment trying to run the business aspect. And so the focus of CC Village was to make the administrative aspect of running a child care business much simpler, much easier, so that caregivers aren't spending their nights, their weekends, and a lot of money doing that. So we try to save caregivers time and money, which is better spent on the children that they're caring for.
That's right.
We do have members that are, originally we started with in-home child care programs, but we do have members that are child care centers, preschool teachers, parents, homeschoolers, grandparents that just have one or two children that they, yes, they're looking for activities to do with the children. So we have a very wide member base at this,
yes,
point.
Now, why did you make it an online service rather than a software? Or
that was actually to make it so that without a product to produce, what caregivers are getting is something that's very customizable. So they can format and personalize the forms, for instance, and make them more individualized to meet their personal,
okay,
business needs. They can pick and choose different pieces from different areas of the site. They don't have to follow our exact calendar with exactly mm-hmm. what we planned if they don't choose to. They can pull from different areas of the site, like Creativity Corner and some of the printables as well. So it made it more customizable. It also made it more affordable because we cut out the production,
yes,
and shipping costs, so we can pass that savings on to,
yes,
our customers. And it also makes it more available for places like Hawaii, mm, and Alaska, where they get hit with very high shipping charges. They don't have to worry about that because they access everything online. Also makes it very popular with military families and military child care providers because they can access this from anywhere.
Yes, and it has the support of other governmental agencies such as your food program, so they can feel pretty confident that what they're following is acceptable.
Yes, actually, when we did create the menus, we actually did go to New York State CACFP regulators to get their input on our menus to be sure that they were,
yes,
that providers were able,
yes,
to use them, that we weren't just putting something out there that they weren't going to be able to use. We got input from regulators, from food program sponsors, from child care providers to make sure that they were usable for
now
everyone.
For the academic aspects, have you connected it to any state standards for those activities?
No, I would say we do follow the guidelines set by the NAEYC, the guidelines set by, you know, governmental, mm-hmm, agencies. I would not say it's credentialed specifically by any agency.
Yes, and I know, no, that many states are just now coming up with state standards for different.
Well, that's part of our issue. Because we're online and we're across the country, we have found that every state and different localities have very specific and sometimes contradictory,
yes,
standards that they're looking for. So, you know, you couldn't possibly follow every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But because the way that CC Village is set up, because we bring in so many different aspects, it's a program that's customizable no matter what your state, mm-hmm, standards are. You can pull from different areas of the,
yeah,
site to put it together.
Some states, like the state I am in, now you cannot do a child. You can do your own private child care center without having to adapt the curriculum for. But if you are doing a, you know, it as a business, then you have to adapt. If the school has a early child care center, then they have to adapt the state approved curriculum. And that's happening more and more as much as we're fighting against it. And I noticed that there's now even one curriculum provider that has a web-based program where you can put in, you write in the learning objective, and then it'll say, and then you write in what, and then you click what state you're in, and then it matches the number. So that's pretty neat. And at some,
yeah,
point, you might be able to do that, you know, with your software too, since you're web-based.
Technology is a wonderful thing, and we keep moving forward, and the capabilities keep moving forward, so that, you know, there will be more and more available to more and more people.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing too, is that it doesn't matter, you know, where you live. You don't have to be in a big city to have,
yes,
you know, all kinds of things available to you. You know, no matter what the size of your program, whether you're very, very large or very, very small or what, there's a lot available to everyone.
So what's new at CC Village?
Well, as I have continued to develop CC Village and I have gotten feedback from people who use CC Village, it just makes my commitment stronger and stronger to what I'm doing, because so many people have sent such great feedback on how it's benefited them and their program. People who tell me, you know, I used to lie awake at nights, I didn't know what to do, and
yes.
Now the kids have the kids are happy, the parents are happy, and
yes.
And you know, they're excited to come to school, and they're you know,
yes.
They're very happy with the program. So And what you were saying about the standardization of everything, you know, this program gives people the ability to customize to the learning styles of the children in their group and their own teaching styles, because the learning styles
yeah.
of children, of every child, are different.
Yeah.
They learn differently. And, you know, adults teach differently. Adults are better able to teach in different
yes.
ways depending on the person. So this does, because they have all the different aspects, they can really customize
the
program.
I think that we show our children how much we value them when we have a well-laid plan. And
right.
sometimes it takes a lot of mental energy to think up a plan when someone's already done that
right.
for you, and just a little tweaking, you can make it your own.
Right. We have a lot of our members are looking for Spanish resources,
mm-hmm.
so our business forms are now available in Spanish, and many of the activities are just becoming available in Spanish. We've also just launched a new website, daycarewarehouse.com, which offers educational toys, furniture, and equipment for early care and education.
That's daycarewarehouse.com.
Right.
daycarewarehouse.com. And so what's next?
Well, we are very soon to launch a social networking site called iCareSquare.com. This will be a place for parents, caregivers, and early childhood professionals to share ideas. Caregivers can show what they have to offer.
So is this going to be like the Facebook of childcare?
Hopefully.
That's cool.
But it'll make it kind of open conversation between everyone in early childhood, so that, you know, caregivers will have, you know, more direct conversation
yes.
with professional developmental yes. professionals.
Now, do you have anything for creating some type of app so that they can
not as yet. Technology continues to move forward.
That's great. Just on a personal level, as we conclude the show, how has your life led you up to this point, your life's experiences?
Well, I ran a child care program for years, and I feel it is the most important
right.
time in a person's life. It are those early years. Mm-hmm. It helps to form who we're going to be, and you know, I guess because of my experiences and my background, I feel that it's very important that people are given the resources to do the best job. There are so many people out there, so many caring people that really believe in what they're doing. And so many of our members have told me that CC Village has been such a great thing for them, because it's given them the ability to... they didn't have the resources before, and they
right.
feel like it's really improved their program and their ability to
focus
do their
on
best
the
job.
Kids. Yeah, it lets them focus on the kids. Well, we thank you so much for being with us, and we have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more information, go to myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's myhomeschoolcompanion.com.